Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Delighting yourself in peace and freedom. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Before you believed in Jesus Christ, you were on death row condemned by God, deserving of his wrath and judgment. But now, set free by Christ's death in your place, you are serving a life sentence instead of eternal life in his service. Read thankfully these words spoken by Thomas Chalmers from a Scottish pulpit more than 100 years ago. Walk with Thomas Chalmers, a Scottish preacher and churchman in the late 1700s to early 1800s. When a sinner comes to Christ, God reconciles him to himself and remembers his sins no more. They are among the things that are left behind and which ought to be forgotten. The believer should feel his conscience relieved from the guilt and the dread of his sins. He can look on the account as closed between him and God. It is wrong for a believer to live beneath his privileges. How will the spirit of bondage ever be done away with, or the joy of the gospel ever be made to spring up in the heart, if the believer tries to hang the forgiveness of his sins on anything other than the blood of Jesus? Look to Christ lifted up for the offenses of sinners, and be encouraged in this thought. Christ has made full payment, and with it God is satisfied. If so, you too may be satisfied, delighting yourself greatly in the abundance of peace and going forth in the light and liberty of this comforting knowledge. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 11.
Romans 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you.
Father, often I find myself remembering what you have forgotten and condemning myself for what you have erased. Teach me never to forget your forgiveness, because only then will I be at peace with myself when I remember that I am at peace with you. I pray in the name of Christ, my deliverer from condemnation. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.